What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 27 of the Tucson Pinball Podcast. Welcome to Wayne's World. So also, happy 2018 to everybody. It is January 31st, which means I have officially not done anything podcasting-wise for way too long. So anyways, however, the date is kind of convenient because we are 1 month into the latest IFPA iteration as far as state rankings and dollars and all that other stuff. So let's talk about that. So last year, the SES in the United States was the state championship series, and then Canada had their own thing for the provinces. And this year, it has been combined into the NACS, the North American Championship Series. And so IFPA, the International Flipper Pinball Association, they made two major changes. They made a couple other minor tweaks, but they made two major changes. The first one that everybody has noticed probably by now is there's a $1 per player per event fee that goes into the pool. So IFPA takes $0 out. This is all set aside for later tournaments down the line. And the way that is split is from your dollar, 75% of that will go into the state pool, and then 25% of that will go into the national pool. And how you get a crack at the national pool is you win your state or province. And so the breakdown actually is also been posted by the IFPA. And here it goes. So first place gets 30%. Second place gets 18%. Third place gets 12%. Fourth place gets 8%. 5 through 8 will get 4%. And then 9 through 16 will get 2%. So that is set in stone. There is no deviating from that. And so the way the new webpage is set up, it's actually pretty nice because you can not only track your state, but you can also see how much has gone into the pools of every other state and province. And there's also a tracker for the national pool as well. So the second major change is that the top 20 events will now count for your state standing as opposed to last year where everything counted. And at first I wasn't a big fan of this because you know, in Tucson we run lots of typically smaller point events, and it's like, oh well, you know what about the folks that like to just go to a lot of events and kind of work their way up that way? Well, if you look at the numbers, and Josh at the IFPA has been very generous in providing an analysis of 2017, how things would have gone under the old standard and under the new way, and things don't typically change very much. So he typically provides information for the top 20 players, and then he will show results from both types of standings. And typically, if anything changes, it's either one or two positions and or players. And so it's really not that much. And so realistically, there's not a whole lot of difference between the old and the new way. And it just means that lower point events are lower point events. And I don't really know what the impact is going to be on lower point events. But basically what that means is they need more players. And, so that's kind of one of the things. And in Tucson, that's kind of what we face. You can't make it to state without going to Phoenix events and doing decent in those. So, but we'll see how it goes. And if you want to make it to state, you'll have to travel. There's a few other changes, but one that actually potentially will impact Arizona is that now there are super states, as they are calling them. And if you have 400 unique players and 100 unique events in a calendar year, instead of going through the top 16, having positions in the state finals, the top 24 will be invited to the state finals. So last year, Arizona had 134 events and 303 unique players. So, you know, we cover the events pretty well, and now it just leaves us finding 97 players, assuming everybody else from last year shows up again as well. So there's the challenge, and we'll see what happens, but I think it's realistic. Growth is happening both in Phoenix and in Tucson. It's slower in Tucson than it is in Phoenix, but is it five times slower? I don't know. They have five times the population, so I would think that as long as everybody's running at the same pace, then, you know, I would expect five times as many people up there. And so we'll see what happens. But kind of looking forward to, you know, seeing what we can do. I didn't check any milestones like, oh, where were we 6 months into the year? Well, we were at 100 and, you know, I don't know, 52 players. Oh, well, we paced out to 303 perfectly. You know, I have no idea. So we'll find out. So will the dollar help or hurt the player count and total attendance to tournaments? So that's going to be kind of hard to determine. The obvious initial comparison is going to be, well, how does the IFPA active player count compare to 2017? Because the IFPA puts out numbers every year saying, hey, we have this many total registered. We have this many total active in this year. We had this many events, and this is our percentage of growth. So, you know, that's all very valuable information, and I think that will be the closest comparison as to did it help or hurt. And I don't think it's going to hurt. I think it's now adding a new interesting facet to the state tournaments and the race to the top 16. And, you know, last year, I don't even remember what it was. I didn't make state last year. I made state 2 years ago. I don't remember if it was $20 or $30 to get in and play the event, and then X number of dollars went to the winners, you know, the top three or whatever, and then X number of dollars went to the national pool. I can guarantee you that 2018, that prize pool will be larger for both national and the state level. So will it impact it? Yeah, it'll be good for the top 16 or 24 if we can get into that super state status. And I think, oh man, there's so many players. I think it will be a very appealing carrot to anybody in, say, the top 30. You know, if we're getting close to that top, you know, to the super state status and the top 24 will go, I think it'll be very appealing to maybe the top 40 players, because once you get out of the top, I don't know, 16, 18, 20-ish or so, I think I finished 27th in 2017. Once you get out of there, the point gaps, they get pretty tight, you know, so if you're sitting in 30th place, and you say, well, I need to get into 24th in order to play Mark Pearson or Will McKinney in state, you can go to an event, or you can just try to see what you can do and try to improve your top 20 events. If you don't even have 20 events, then you're completely shortchanging yourself, because you should be doing 20 events no matter what, because that is the new standard, and that's what everybody is going to be weighed evenly with. So I think if you're not doing 20 events, then I don't think you're giving yourself a fair shake, and I would encourage you to do that. So, so that's, will it help or hurt? I think it'll hurt. Maybe the newer players who, I don't know, it's a dollar. I don't know. So one of the things that that we did is we reached out and we said, hey, we had for the Tucson pinball, the regularly scheduled events, we had almost 300, and I need a unit for this. Like, we had almost 300 total players, but obviously we didn't have 300 players show up. We had, I think we ended up with like 24, 26, 28, something like that in the city championship standings. And so, but of that player pool, we had almost 300 total attendance things. This is why I need a term. I don't know. We had, it would have cost, if that happened this year, it would have cost us almost $300. So I put a post out on Facebook and I said, hey, we're looking for a sponsor. We will put your business information in front of or right next to whatever the scores table, the monitor that everybody comes to check out. And we're asking for $300, and that will cover about what we're expecting to need in $1 fees for every player per year. So we got that within a few hours. So our sponsor for 2018 is Jesse Lapham. He's a real estate agent in Tucson, and he is my wife's uncle. And so he I shared the post on my personal page, and he saw that and was like, yeah, I could do that. And so so we have a sponsor. And at first, I wasn't sure how I was going to handle that, because people have suggesting, oh, we'll go ask the bar, see if they'll sponsor you. And it's like, well, we're already giving a split to the bar. So it's like, that would just be kind of, I don't know. Either way, it doesn't really matter. That was one suggestion. Another suggestion was just to eat it. Another suggestion was obviously just to collect money from the players. And we had done our first event before we had the sponsor. And asking for a dollar from everybody was not that big of a deal. Managing it was not that big of a deal. It was still kind of a tedious pain in the butt, even though we only had 12 people. So I can't even imagine what it's like with 50, 60 players just trying to deal with that. So, but either way, there's several options to doing that. And we found ourselves a sponsor. So thank you, Jesse. And hopefully we can, I don't know, make good use of the sponsorship and find one house sale for you. And that should that should be more than the sponsorship was worth to you. So either way, let's see, what else do we have here? Okay, so the SCS finals happened for 50 total areas not too long ago, and there were 42 states, the District of Columbia, and 7 provinces. By the end of January, so as of right now today, 15 of those locations were at $12 or less. And so what that means is that there are 15 states, districts, provinces, we'll just call them areas. There are 15 areas that have only held the state championship from last year. So that's kind of, you know, that's pretty low. I would, you know, as far as actually, okay, so the count of 15 is higher than I would expect. I would expect that to be, you know, we're a month in, people. Are there really that many dead spots? But what's interesting is there's actually 2 states that have less than $12. And like I said, you can check this out. It's ifpapinball.com/NACS or something like that. You can find it. It's all publicly available. And there are 2 states, and I think it is North Dakota and Alabama, and those 2 states have less than $12 into the total prize pool for that state. What that means is that the state championships, they did not have all 16 people there. Whether they didn't have 16 people total in the state, or if you have 20 people in the state and 16 said, yeah, sure, we'll go, and none of the backups showed up, and then a few of the committed people didn't show up either. Like, seriously, I'm sitting here going, Alabama's really far away, and they probably only do like 5 events per year, but if I go to one of those events and I do decent, could I qualify for their SCS? Because if I'm looking at it going, well, there's 12 players that showed up for their SCS finals last year, you know, what are the odds? But you know what the odds? The odds are 100% that I would do one event, Trent Augustine would do another event, he would qualify, and he'd be like, yeah, I did North Carolina last year, I'm going to Alabama this year. And then I'd show up being like, hey, you know, maybe I got a chance to kind of snipe this from a local. And then Trent Augustine is there, because that's just the way things would go. So as of today, like I said, state totals are available all over the place. So Arizona is at $108, and I know they're missing a few dollars because I have not submitted yet for the biweekly series that we have started to do. I have not done that yet because my card was compromised, not IFPA's fault or anything like that. And so I have a new card coming my way, and so I can't pay that with the card that I need to use for that. So, that money will go in February, so we're slightly skewed, but I would say, okay, so we would be at, what, I don't know, $118, whatever it is, you know. So anyways, but that's kind of where we are. I didn't count where we rank because just kind of looking, we're in triple digits, we're at the bottom of the triple digits, and there were several in double digits, so I'm going to say we're about 50%, maybe anywhere between 50 to 66% of the way up the ladder as far as how many dollars have been put into the pool so far 1 month in. So, you know, 108, 112, 100, whatever you want to call it, times 12, assuming everything paces out the same way. And that looks like a pretty good pool by the end of the year for the state of Arizona. And so let's see. I did do the top 5. So California is number 1 at $324 so far. Granted, they just did Indisc, and they had almost 200 players. It was in the 170s, 180s, something like that. So that might be slightly skewed, but California also has a huge population, so I would expect them to do rather well anyways as far as the prize pool goes. Let's see. Number two is Washington at $246.75. Number three is Oregon with $242.25. Number four is Michigan with $220.50. And number five is Ohio with $211.50. And I'm pretty sure that Ohio was the last state in the 200s at this point. So, you know, and I don't, honestly, I don't even remember what the sixth place state was, but I think there's a little bit of a gap. So there's two things that kind of are curious to me on that. California is just a big state, and they also did Indisc. I can understand why their total is where it is. Oregon has Portland, and then Washington has the Seattle area. Those are two enormous hubs of pinball. Ohio and Michigan, I don't think they've done any big events yet. I know they will because they've got the Cleveland show. Michigan has a couple different ones. They've got Pinball at the Zoo. They've got, I don't think the VFW show does an IFPA tournament. But they've got a couple shows in the area, and so I'm sure that state will get some bumps from that. But why now? What's been going on now? I have to admit, I'm naive enough about those two locations that I don't know. I know that Cleveland kind of has a good scene going on. I'm really not familiar with Michigan. I have no idea how they have $220 already, but good for them. That's awesome. That's essentially double what Arizona has at this point, and I know that Arizona's, you know, pulling pretty strong. So, yeah, that's kind of it. Very interesting the way the year is shaping up, and we gotta grow in Tucson a little bit more. That's pretty much always the goal. It's probably always going to be the goal, is player growth ahead of everything else. And so, because right now, I think you're gonna have to win or come in second in order to actually have an event matter for your state standings, but we have the city standings as well. So that is a long overdue podcast discussing the city championships and the city standings and how that all works and why that all works. But that will have to wait for another day, because that's not the cop, not the, but oh my goodness, that is not the topic of today's podcast. So either way, that's all I got on my show notes, and so we're gonna cut it off right there. So till next time, party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
It's Wayne's World. Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent.
And we're clear.